All right, well, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on the top of page Sadik. So remember again, the Mechaber was speaking about the idea that how do we define ourselves as individuals? How do we look at ourselves? Are we at our core good? Are we at our core something negative? And of course, this has incredible ramifications for ultimately how we go about purging ourselves of that which is negative and amplifying that which is positive. So he says on the top of page Tzadi, Im ha'odam mizah es atzmo ki neshama shemalubash ala guf. If a person goes ahead and defines himself as a neshama that is clothed by a body, hari ha'neshama sha'neshama hi tova. So if a person primarily identifies as a neshama, so the good news is that the neshama is something that's tahor, the neshama is something that's good. In bara, there's no evil, there's nothing negative in the neshama. Yesh ba rak tov, there's only good. The imking, kolara shenimtza bikirbi, hu mikoach halavush shelaguv shenimtza ala neshama, aval ha'ania hu chiyuvi, hu tov, hu tahor. So this is very interesting. So if I identify primarily as a neshama, so there's one thing everybody agrees with, which is the neshama is inherently good. And not to say that the body is inherently evil, because that's not true. Because if that was true, then there would be no way for us to make something good out of our physicality. But perhaps the appropriate thing to say is there are many challenges that we face with our body. And often when we experience downfall in life, it's not a result of our neshama, it's a result of our guf, of our physicality. So therefore, it says in the Chaber that interestingly enough, if I view myself as primarily a neshama, and a neshama that is housed, that is encased by a guf, then ultimately, in terms of self-identification, I identify as good. At my core, I'm good because the primary entity with which I identify the neshama is good. But if a person chooses to identify as a body that houses a soul, which again means my primary identity is one of a physicality that houses spirituality. Yesh bo koach echad tov shenikra neshama. Then what that means is I may have one good force inside that's called the neshama. Aval koach haguf sherubo ra gam hu mezuha etzlo ke'ani. But at the same time, there's the body, and the body is responsible for many of the negative things. That's also part of my identity. Va'ani i'ef shalom chok. Now, this is such a profound statement. What the Mechaber is saying is, you could change behaviors, and you could even change traits. It's very difficult to change your very identity. And in fact, I think very often, one of the things that people get nervous about when you know, there are times when we have to contemplate that maybe I need to change something. And one of the things that people get very nervous about is, am I going to lose myself? Am I going to lose who I am? And the truth is, more often than not, you don't actually have to change your identity. You just have to change certain things, certain aspects of that identity. So what he's saying over here is something fascinating. This whole idea of how we identify, what is my primary I? What am I? Is not an academic question. It's actually a very important question with major ramifications. Because if at the end of the day the I is flawed, then that makes change that much harder. However, if the I is perfect and pristine, it's just that there are some other complicating factors that mess things up, then there's what to work with. So therefore, if I primarily identify with the guf, with physicality. Now, physicality, by definition, has in its inherent flaws. If that's the case, if that becomes my primary I, then what that means is the I is fundamentally flawed. If the I is fundamentally flawed, this creates a major challenge in the realm of change. Adam yachal limchok isma shalo shalo. Isma shalo shalo. A person could literally erase, or a person could rectify or remedy that which is not his which is not primarily his. But it is impossible to erase identity. So he's saying over here, if my primary identity is rooted in the guf, and the guf has all of its challenges, then that's going to make change, if not impossible, exceptionally difficult. Also, a person cannot negate their I, their ani. My ani, my I, my identity, that endures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan ba'adam neshama, sheyesh ba koach nitzchi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in man a neshama that has an eternal power. V'hakoach ha'nitzchi hazeh hu tahor, huzach hu hanaki in bora. And Rabbi said, this eternal power that we call the neshama ultimately is tahor, it's pure, it's zach is also pure, it's clean, there's nothing negative in it. Kasher adam lokeach es hazihui shel ha'ani, shemakoro b'neshama, u'mishtamesh bo lezahos es haguf es hakoach harak ha'ani. But if a person makes a mistake, and a person ultimately goes ahead and uses the guf as the anchor for the ani, then harish sheshuv ein lo es hakoach lihinatek mi'ara. A person no longer has the ability to distance themselves from that which is negative. Ki hara hu etzem ha'ani lefit v'sasso. So it says, whole yisod here is very profound. If I end up identifying the I as the body has all of these inherent flaws, has all of this negativity. Again, we're not saying the body is evil. That's not how we hold in Judaism. But what we're saying ultimately is it's so fundamentally flawed, which then, if that becomes my primary identity, then my I identity is flawed. If my I identity is flawed, it makes change fundamentally difficult. He says, Navin imkain, and this is very profound. Sheshorish his staklus shedibarnu betrila, sheavodas ha'odam lehistakil al atzma kineshama shemilubeshes beguf, below beguf shevasogon shavosai. Now, you remember again in the previous parak, he must have said this concept over 57 times, all in different ways, the same idea. Two ways to identify. We can identify as a body house, as a body housing a neshama, or a neshama that's housed by a body. We kept on impressing upon us the same idea. Namely, we have to identify as a neshama that is housed by a body over and over and over again. And the truth is, we found ourselves wondering, okay, you made the point, I got it. Why do you have to keep on repeating it? And now he says, you know why I stressed it over and over in the previous parak? Because herein lies perhaps one of the most important aspects of life. How we identify ourselves, and also this is true on many levels, how we identify ourselves paves the way for how we're going to live our lives. So therefore he says it's the most important things. Ha'avoda, sha'avodas ha'adam listakila atzmo, ki neshama shemelubeshes beguf, v'lo ki guf shebesoch neshama, hu shoresh kol mivna avodas ha'adam. The fundamental foundation of building ourselves, of building identity, is recognizing that we are primarily a neshama, and that we are a neshama housed by a guf. I will say, why is that the fundamental foundation? Because it's only if I believe that I am a neshama housed by a guf, then I believe that what? That at my core, I am holy. At my core, I am good. If you don't believe at your core you're holy, at your core you're good, if you suffer from a negative sense of self, it's very difficult to do anything really meaningful in life because you don't feel you're worth it, you don't feel you're worthy, you don't feel you're capable, you don't feel you're able. So the Chaver says, if I want to build myself into a successful person, the first fundamental foundational building block of that is I have to believe I'm good at my core. How does the Jew express this idea that I'm good at my core? Because I'm primarily a neshama. The neshama is the primary part of my identity. And the neshama, everybody agrees, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahorihi. It's tahor. It's good. Yes, I have my problems. Yes, I have my challenges. Yes, I have my shortfalls. Because I'm cloaked. I'm clothed by a guf. He says, Avodas ha'adam, hu lesalek es hara mikirbo, u legalos es etzem heyoso, shutor avosei. Another profound idea. What's our job in life? Our job in life is to remove that which is negative from within and to expose the ultimate good that resides inside. And look what he says over here. Lo kimo sheyesh anashim asovrim, she'adam tzarech liknos. Excuse me, liknos hanhagos tovos. Liknos midos tovos. Liknos hargoshos tovos, machshamos tovos. People go through life and they think that they have to acquire good behaviors. They have to acquire good attributes. They have to acquire good, positive feelings and good thoughts. You don't have to acquire anything. Lo tzarech liknos klum. You don't have to acquire anything. What do you have to do? Tzarech rak legalos es hatov hatamun b'sochinu. Well, say such a profound idea. You don't have to acquire anything. What do you have to do? You don't have to acquire. You have to uncover. You have to uncover. Everything good is already within. Everything we need, we already possess. I don't have to learn any new skill sets. I don't have to acquire any new character traits. Anything and everything I need is contained within. I just have to uncover it and sometimes refine it. He says, "Es hanashama ha'tohor shanat ha'kodesh baruch hu banu she etzel ha'viosim." So it's such a profound yisod. And it all comes down to one simple yet exceptionally difficult concept. How do we identify? If I identify again as this neshama that's housed by a guf, then at the end of the day, my primary identity is one of tov, is one of good. That means I have a lot to work with, and the amazing news is everything I need is within. I don't need to acquire anything new. On the other hand, if God forbid I identify primarily as a body that houses a neshama, then that's a problem. Again, it's not saying it's unworkable, but it's because then what I'm also saying is at my core, I don't believe I'm good. At my core, I don't believe I'm holy. At my core, I'm physical, I'm carnal, and I have all these shortcomings. One more paragraph, then we'll stop. Avodas ha'adam ka'asher hi na'asis b'tzura ha'nechona hi lahakir shaharahu levush agavov. The true avoda of man, when done properly, is to recognize that ultimately any negativity that he possesses is only an external layer that is superimposed upon his neshama. Zelohu. It's not me at my core. And when I recognize that this external ra is not really me, Hare she'es shoresh hachibur l'ra hu kvar nito. Rav Ossi, listen to how profound this is. He says, you know, we spoke about this idea of hachna'ah. Remember, bless you. We're working with the three-prime model of the Baal Shem Tov of hachna'ah, havdalah, hamtaka. Hachna'ah represents the splitting apart of the body and the soul, just to differentiate. I'm going to bring them together, but to differentiate, he says, the moment a person realizes that ultimately, that their primary identity is in the Shema, and therefore any negativity is just a layer that's superimposed upon me, the moment I realize that, that in and of itself is the Hachna. That in and of itself is the division. The Ka'ashar Yagia Lahakara. At the moment I realize that the negativity is not really me. It's a layer that's superimposed on my identity. It's not really part and parcel of who and what I am. The moment I realize is the moment already that I've successfully separated between that which is good and that which is negative. We'll stop over here today.